ॐ अज्ञानदमनस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. ॐ विष्णुपदाय ईशतुष्टाय भूतले श्रीमाते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनिति नाम्ने. Namaste Sahasati Devi Om Ravani Pacharini Nidhisaisa Sanyavadi Pachatya Desatarini. Well, we've heard a lot about this temple.
We've all heard a lot about this temple.
And Prabhupada was very much desirous of seeing this temple manifest.
Srila Prabhupada is very much desirous of seeing this temple manifest.
He has been talking about it since the 1960s.
He had been talking about it since the 1960s.
Prabhupada Krishna Maharaj and so Acharya Rishi Guru, they were on the first committee.
Gopal Krishna Maharaj and Acharya Rishi Prabhu, they were on the first committee.
And there were various committees along the way.
And there were various committees along the way.
So Prabhupada, I was present at one, a disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
I was present at one disappearance day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
And he said on disappearance days it's appropriate to remember the previous acharyas.
He said that on disappearance days it is appropriate to remember the previous acharyas.
So I composed a song commemorating our five previous acharyas.
So I composed a song commemorating our five previous acharyas.
Well, that's another topic.
That's another topic.
Now, Prabhupada at that time, he mentioned how each acharya had done something for Maya Buddha.
Prabhupada at that time mentioned how each previous acharya had done something for Mayapur Dham.
I don't want those details because
I won't go into the details as I have only a few minutes to speak.
But and Prabhupada mentioned that he also was trying to do something for the Dham.
Then Prabhupada mentioned that he also was trying to do something for the Dham.
And he had predicted that there would be a temple here.
He had predicted that there would be a temple here.
And he wanted to be sure that he started it.
And he wanted to be sure that he started it.
So he actually in 1977 he laid another foundation stone.
Actually in 1977 he laid another foundation stone.
For the temple of the Vedic planetarium.
For the temple of the Vedic planetarium.
And at that time he was weak, and so he sent someone else. He took the Ananda sage on his hand and gave it to one disciple to put it in the pit.
At that time he was weak, so he took the Ananda sage in his hand and gave it to another disciple to put it inside the pit.
So he actually laid the stone for the foundation of the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
So he actually laid the stone for the foundation of the temple of the Vedic Planetarium.
So he laid a foundation stone in 1971 or 2.
So he laid a foundation stone in 1971 or 2
for the whole city.
For the whole city.
And in 1977.
And in 1977.
For the temple of Vedic Planetarium.
For the temple of the Vedic Planetarium.
So he was very much focused on seeing this temple manifest.
So he was very much focused on seeing this temple manifest.
So in the Disappearance Day, he was saying how he was trying to do something for the Dham.
So on this Disappearance Day, he was saying how he was trying to do something for this Dham.
Then he was saying, I'm very thankful for all the disciples, all the devotees who are helping.
Then he was saying that he was very thankful to all the disciples and others who are helping him.
And then he choked up.
And then he choked up.
He couldn't speak anymore.
He couldn't speak anymore.
He started to profusely cry.
He started to profusely cry.
And Prabhupada, he would always control his emotions.
Srila Prabhupada, he would always control his emotions.
But this time he was unable.
But this time he was unable.
That's how much it meant to him.
That is how much it meant to him.
To see this temple finished.
To see this temple finished.
He had told me personally.
He had told me personally
that this temple would attract people from all over the world.
That this temple would attract people from all over the world.
And that they would come here and they had seen not only a temple, they would see a Vedic planetarium.
That they would come here and they would see not only a temple, but they would also see a Vedic planetarium.
They would see how the Vedic vision of the universe and all its planetary systems was.
They would see the Vedic vision of the universe and all the planetary systems, how it was.
And beyond.
And beyond.
To the spiritual world.
To the spiritual world.
How The Vedas have that description also.
How in the Vedas there are those descriptions also?
Our previous acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Our previous acharyas, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
In his Navadvipdham Mahatmya.
In his Navadvipdham Mahatmya.
He describes how after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya. The Ganges would rise. And for 100 years. Mayapur would be underwater. So the people would move out. And this place would become scantily populated.
And this place would become scantily populated.
Then, since the desire of the Lord is all powerful.
By his desire,
a community of devotees was gradually settled down. There will be many temples. But there will be one prominent temple. Lord Nityananda predicted.
Ek adbhut mandir hoibe
prakash
prakash
gauranga nitya seva hoibe vikas
gauranga nitya seva hoibe vikas
there will be one wonderful temple
which will become manifest
and from that the eternal devotional service of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would spread throughout the world. Hariva!
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 So every Acharya has tried to do something for Mayapur Dham.
And
Shantal thought he wanted this temple to be
manifest.
He wanted to make this contribution. And he empowered Ambarish Prabhu by giving him the seva. But he also asked the GBC. And different devotees and sannyasis from around the world. To see that this temple is built.
Sometimes he would praise Americans.
Sometimes he would praise Europeans. He would say different things.
He turned to me in confidence.
He kind of whispered to me. But I see how he was playing one devotee against another.
I want to enthuse everybody.
To get the temple built. Something like that. So used every tactic, every way to enthuse us.
So he used every tactic, every way to enthuse us.
And teach me that to the Bhakti Ratnakar.
That takes me to Bhakti Ratnakar.
There, Srinivas Acharya.
There, Srinivas Acharya.
He went on a Navadvip Parikrama.
He went on Navadvip Parikrama.
By Ishan.
By Ishan.
Thakur.
Thakur.
And at the end.
And at the end.
He was laying down in a Sachi courtyard.
At the end, he was lying down in Sachi's courtyard.
And he was looking.
And he was looking.
Simple grass huts.
Simple grass huts.
He said, this is suitable for a devotee.
This is suitable for a devotee.
But the Supreme Lord.
But the Supreme Lord.
The Lord of Lords.
The Lord of Lords.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead.
He should have a beautiful palace and devotees.
A beautiful palace and devotees.
Serving him. Why grass hut?
Why grass huts?
Then Nidra sleep.
And in Nidra sleep.
Attracted him. And the Lord Chaitanya to him up and give them a spiritual vision of Navadvip.
And Lord Chaitanya took him up and gave him a spiritual vision of Navadvip Dham.
How it was golden and effulgent.
How it was golden and effulgent.
Huge.
Huge.
He saw a temple. Where Lord Chaitanya was seated on a jeweled simhasan.
So he showed a temple where Lord Chaitanya was seated on a jeweled simhasan.
With Vishnupriya and Lakshmipriya.
Vishnupriya and Lakshmipriya.
Then he woke up. He went back to sleep. And he was taken up. And he was shown a temple with a big dome.
And he was shown a temple with a big dome.
And there were kirtan going on.
And there was kirtan going on.
Panchatattva and so many devotees were dancing kirtan.
Panchatattva and so many devotees were dancing in kirtan.
Millions of devotees, countless devotees from all parts of the world, from China, from Russia.
Millions of devotees, accomplished devotees from all parts of the world.
America,
from Russia, China, America, all over.
Continent,
from every continent.
Every color. They're all chanting Hare Krishna.
They're all chanting and dancing, all chanting Hare Krishna.
He had this vision. So, it's time to This is there on the spiritual platform. And it's also a type of prediction.
But it's also a type of prediction.
We see this temple.
With a big dome.
And the Panchatattva.
And the Panchatattva.
And all the devotees would be dancing.
And all the devotees would be dancing.
And doing kirtan. So, we see how in the workplace they have Lord Chaitanya and Vishnupriya and Lakshmipriya.
We see at the workplace how they have Lord Chaitanya and Lakshmipriya and Vishnupriya.
And here we have Panchatattva.
And here we have Panchatattva.
Dancing.
Dancing.
Anyway, now we have to do what Gopal Krishna Maharaj said.
Now we have to do what Gopal Krishna Maharaj said.
We have to lend our might.
We have to give our might
and see that every brick, every square foot, every square meter of the temple is finished.
That every brick, every square foot, every square meter of the temple is finished.
I'm told that I should end.
I'm told that I should end.
ILS is freaking out.
ILS is freaking out.
I wanted to give you a glimpse of the planetarium.
I wanted to give you a glimpse of the planetarium.
But no time.
No time.
But it's the exhibits go into the things that Prabhupada wanted.
The exhibits, they go into the things that Prabhupada wanted.
Time.
Time.
By their standards. It's mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling.
How we present our philosophy.
How we present our philosophy.
In a very scientific format.
In a very scientific format.
Now, people, when they see this, they have to go out with a consciousness a little changed.
So when people see this, they have to go out with their consciousness changed.
No doubt.
No doubt.
So, with your blessings and all the intelligence of the great devotees here.
So with all the blessings and with all the intelligence of the great devotees here.
You can do something very transcendentally powerful.
We can do something transcendentally powerful.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.